Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. This past Sunday, one of the texts that I used was John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. And in the 12th verse, here's what Jesus is saying to me and to you. I tell you the truth. Now, there's a comma after truth. I tell you the truth. Now, this is like somebody today saying, hey, make sure you hear what I'm about to say. Jesus says, make sure you hear what I'm about to say. And then he says on the other side of the comma, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Then there's another comma. Now that sounds pretty radical, doesn't it? But then he goes further and says, and even greater works, comma, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So there's three parts of this text that I think are critically important to you and to me. Number one, all of us who believe in Jesus get the privilege to carry on his work. Number two, in some extraordinary supernatural way, we will all do something greater than the works of Jesus. Fascinating. Number three, as a means to that end, we will have access in prayer to the Lord Jesus today so that everything we need, we can ask for and receive it. Fascinating, right? Well, let's take them one at a time. Carrying on the work of Jesus, the text says, anyone that believes in me. Well, we've heard that this phrase before. We heard it in John chapter 6, whoever believes in me shall never thirst. We heard it in John chapter 7, whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. In John chapter 11, whoever believes in me, though he die, he shall live. In John chapter 12, whoever believes in me will not remain in darkness. In other words, this is how the Christian life is supposed to be. We are supposed to have the privilege and the honor to continue his works, but also that we would do greater works. Now, what are those greater works that you and I will do, all of you believers in Christ? You will receive the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the crucified and risen Jesus. Before the resurrection of Jesus, nobody in the history of the world had ever done that, not even Christ himself. And in the power of that absolutely new experience, the indwelling of the crucified and risen Christ, your works of love and your message of life in union with Christ will point people to the glory of the risen Son of God. And you will be an instrument of the forgiveness on the basis of the finished work of Christ. That is continual greater works. And then the last part, everything we need, we can ask for and receive. John 16 says, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly, and he will grant your request because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. There's only one condition in my name. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. When we finish a prayer and we say, in the name of Jesus, what we're truly saying is, whatever it is I just prayed for, I'm surrendering over and willingly saying that, Jesus, I want my prayer to meet your will. In other words, I want my will to be bent to yours. So when these things happen, anything and everything is possible. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.